Hello, we are reading selected excerpts from Baal HaSalam's article in Shamati, Article 34, The Advantage of a Land. We are now in excerpt number 6. All right, excerpt number 6, Baal HaSalam says, everything that appears to our eyes is but what the Creator wants us to attain the way we do, since they are ways by which to achieve the complete goal. Yet, it is not so simple to merit the adhesion with the Creator. It requires great effort and exertion to acquire the sensation and feeling of delight and pleasure. Before this, one must justify providence, believe above reason that the Creator behaves with the creatures in a manner of good and doing good, and say they have eyes, but they see not. Our sages say, Habakkuk came and ascribed them to one. As it is written, the righteous shall live by his faith. It means that one need not engage in details, but concentrate his entire work on a single point, a rule, which is faith in the Creator. This is what he should pray for, meaning for the Creator to help him to be able to go with faith above reason. Through it, one comes to hate the separation. This is considered that faith indirectly makes him hate the separation.
Well, you can read it again and then we will see the questions, because this is a very diversified excerpt.
So we're reading again, excerpt number 6.
Maybe I'll read it.
Best.
Everything that appears to us, meaning everything we feel, are just things that the Creator wants us to attain in the way that He attains them. Meaning every single moment, what I feel from the Creator, and He wants me to feel it this way and accept it this way. Since these are the ways of how to reach the complete goal. As the complete goal is in all that I receive, if I receive it from the Creator, I need to feel perfection, completion. Yet it is not so. In order to merit adhesion with the Creator, which is not a simple thing, where we will agree and justify and adhere to all that we receive every single moment from Him. As we need great effort and exertion to acquire until we manage to feel that delight and pleasure that the Creator sends us specifically and not something else. And before this, one must justify providence and to believe above reason if he doesn't feel it truly with all his might of himself, that the Creator governs and behaves with the creatures in a manner of good that does good. If he doesn't feel this way, he has to nevertheless identify that it's because they have eyes and yet they see not, but not that it comes like that from the Creator, but rather He doesn't feel this way. This is as our sages said, Habakkuk came and ascribed them to one. As it is written, the righteous shall live by his faith. What does it mean that he will live by his faith? That only with the force of faith, with the force of bestowal, which he develops, he feels that this is his life. And this life he receives from the Creator without any limitations, but rather it depends on the extent in which he acquires the force of faith, which means that a person has no need to engage in the details, but he has to concentrate all his work, entire work, on a single point. On which rule? Which is faith in the Creator. And for this he should pray for. Meaning that the Creator will help him to be able to go with faith above reason. This is what our permanent, constant prayer needs to be. And there's a power in the faith. Through it, one comes to hate the separation, which is considered that the faith indirectly makes him hate separation. There are no questions for the time being. How wonderful. Look how nice this is and good, smooth. So we will continue onwards. There's Belarus. Well, Belarus.
Например, 10 человек в десятке. Каждый спотыкается на чем-то своем. Это получается, что у каждого вот.
There are 10 people in the 10. Everyone stumbles upon something of his own.
We hear you very badly.
Everyone has his own descents.
Every person has his own descents at any given moment. If there's a moment where you don't feel, where you're in adhesion, permanent and complete adhesion with the Creator, that's already considered that you are in a descent, in a decline, in some revelation of evil. And then you have what to pray for and what to do. And if you're attaining that you are truly in complete adhesion, then you have plenty to be thankful for.
PT5. Baal HaSulam writes that a person doesn't need to engage in details, but concentrate his entire work on a single point, which is faith in the Creator.
Yes. Because we attain everything in the light of faith. I need faith above reason. I need to be in the force of bestowal above all the forces. From bestowing in order to bestow, for Aviyut Aleph Shoresh and Bet, and receiving in order to bestow on Aviyut of Gimel and Daled, and then in that which I engage in the force of faith alone, then I have the fourth force of faith, Bina, and I have Chokhmah that is revealed inside of Bina. Everything is attained only in the force of bestowal and the faith, in the force of faith.
Kabbalists write this many times in many places. Rabash also writes that our main work is to reach the greatness of the Creator, the importance of the goal, faith. So there's concentrating on one point, which is faith in the Creator. But on the other hand, many times they write there is one mere remedy of love of friends.
No, that's a means. That's a means. That's the building of the kli. That's the building, the construction of the kli. You can't compare this with that. Without me connecting the friends and making for the whole kli, which is actually me. It just seems to me that it's friends that are differentiated from me and so on. I'm seeing my parts that are cut off of me by my ego. And I need to cancel off my ego so that I will feel that they're me. And accordingly, I feel the light that is filling this kelim.
So, what does it mean to concentrate all his work on that point of faith?
That we need nothing more than bestowal.
So when he says to concentrate his entire work, it means the goal of the work, the intention of the work.
All of one's work, all the efforts, all the actions and thoughts are concentrated just for the action of bestowal through which I connect to me like the relatives, the close ones to me that I care for. I connect all the kelim with all the degrees of coarseness between us, the degrees of hatred. I connect them nevertheless to me more and more.
Ashkelon.
I felt that what Baal Shem wrote, that a person has to justify the providence above reason, that the Creator behaves with the creatures in a manner of good and doing good. Is that the beginning of the work? Yeah.
It's the beginning and it's the end of the work. Imagine to yourself that all the things that can, God forbid, happen to a person, the most difficult ones, he needs to justify this providence, attribute it to the Creator, and to be in this in absolute love. These are things that are very, you can't even imagine them. What we need to do in order to correct the kli and to be in adhesion, dvikut, in a complete manner to the Creator. Latin 7.
Querido Rav, una pregunta. ¿Podrá haber
the Rav question?
La transmisión genética de cada uno de nosotros con la espiritualidad. Porque somos el 1%.
We don't hear him properly. If you can repeat again.
Please repeat.
Repeat, please.
Si hay alguna relación.
Is there a connection between every one of these elements? And the genetic disposition, that and spirituality?
No, there isn't. One day we will learn how, what it means that the general Adam, that Adam divided into 70 pieces, into 70 parts, which are called the 70 nations of the world, and the central point that does not belong to all the 70 nations, meaning does not belong to the whole body, just connects the whole body to the upper force, which is called Israel, Yashar Kel, this point. We will learn that at some point, but it's not important to us. This will be revealed later. Everyone belongs also to Israel, and also everyone belongs to the body, the goof. And eventually, where we are now in the general end of correction in the last generation, then all of these things don't have any importance of who they belong to, because everyone needs to gather to one kli.
PT 17.
He writes, there is a remedy in faith that it leads to hate of separation. Does that mean that after he attains the faith, there is an expansion of the kli?
Yes. I will read excerpt number 6 again. Everything that appears to our eyes are but things that the Creator wants us to attain the way He attains them, since they are ways by which to achieve the complete goal. That the completion of the goal is us attaining that where we are right now too. There's no change in spirituality, there's only change in our perception, for us to gradually in these stages attain that we are in the corrected good state that never had anything bad ever happen to it, but rather all that happened was it happened for our attainment, so that we will discover ourselves as broken and that our perception, our feeling needs to be corrected. But in order to reach the adhesion with the Creator, it's not so simple. It requires great effort and exertion. to acquire the sensation of the feeling of delight and pleasure. It all depends on our inner corrections only. And before this, one must justify providence, even though he is not feeling it this way, that it's all good that does good, and to believe in above reason that the Creator behaves with the creatures in a manner of good that does good. And to say, well, they have eyes but see not. Meaning, even though they feel that it's not so good, it's him who feels it because he's corrupted that way. So the vessels of his reception are corrupted. This is as our sages said, Habakkuk came and ascribed them to one, as it is written, righteous will live by his faith, which means that a person has no need to engage in details, but he should concentrate all his work on a single point, a single rule, which is faith in the Creator, meaning in absolute bestowal. And this is what he should put his prayer for, that I should have bestowal, the force of faith, no more than that, that the Creator will help him to be able to go in faith above reason, above that which I see, so I will relate to what I feel as to a perfect state. And it doesn't matter how I feel it. And there is a power in faith. Through it, one comes to hate separation. This is considered that faith indirectly makes him hate the separation.
New York 4.
New York 4.
כן, רב, יש חשיבות כאילו להתעמק במצבים שהבורא שולח לך להבין את הקשר שלהם אליך, לרצון הספציפי שלך, או רק כל פעם לקבל משהו, להרגיש איזו דקירה ולהתקדם מעליו?
לא, אני צריך כל הזמן להקל את המצבים, אני לא צריך...
I need to constantly... make the states lighter, easier, not to just throw them from my feeling and understanding. I need to annex them each time to my feeling, to my sensations, and to check them and go above them. This is my work in faith above reason. Each time reason is added to me, and it's not like this, and not like that, and not like that. And each time I need to justify this and to raise myself above it.
The question is whether I can learn something about my states, my stages. From
this we learn, specifically we learn from this, otherwise from what else?
No, it's just that sometimes you see there are things where you ask why this thing happened to me that way, why the other thing happened to me this way.
No, you can ask that. Ask, investigate it, but for a short period of time, so you don't start drowning in it. Stabilize the situation as fast as possible, your state, your egoistic state that you describe, depict in your vessels, and go with it. You don't need to go and say, oh, it doesn't happen. Otherwise, you won't rise in above reason. You won't grow the force of faith unless you are above reason building the kli.
And lastly, is there an importance if the state seems to be repeating itself, maybe in a different depth, but is there importance in situations that repeat themselves?
I don't decide to the Creator what he does to me all the time. This is a movie that he's projecting to me.
That's clear, but I'm saying, do we need to pay more attention if the same situation happens between the friends, same kind of friction happens again and again? Does it mean that we need to learn something from it, or it's just the Creator
you know, does it.
It's hard to say, but I would say it's not worthwhile. We need to simply relate to each and everything in the way that it's being revealed. I'm not exactly understanding the depth of the things and their reason. I need to relate to everything like a given, and that's it. We have rechovot.
Still, Rav, it's not so clear. How does it, how to connect it properly, correctly? That on the one hand, we have to reach the wholeness of the goal, and yet also be in hatred towards separation.
That's the same thing. One is built upon the other.
What's the difference of the hatred? What's the role of the hatred here?
Hatred that I hate the separation which disconnects me from the Creator, but I consider it, I respect it. This is the opposite form to my kli. Yes? You kiss the stick. I don't disregard it, disparage it. Hatred does not mean that I want to erase it from the world. No. I build, but what is the ladder of degrees? Where I'm building upon all the disturbances, my ascent, faith above reason, more reason, more faith above reason, more reason, more faith above reason. And this is how I build. Why did the Creator create the evil inclination? So that we will be able to ascend upon it in faith above reason more and more and more. In the force of faith. Is that clear?
Rav, what is the goal of having such a separation, such a distance between us and having faith that the Creator is good, that does good?
That's a problem? To say that the Creator is good, that does good? What's the problem with that? He gave you everything in your corporeal life, even too much. Here, you can't get rid of all this redundancy. And he's giving you the possibility of coming closer to spiritual life, and you have a problem in saying that he's good that does good? What disparagement, insolence.
With what eyes should we look at it?
For being given all the opportunities, and you're being spoiled like a spoiled boy.
P.T. Young.
Shalom, Rav.
Hello, Rav. What does it mean, the remedy of faith?
The virtue in faith means that we're connecting to the force of faith. Then by it, we can rise above all the crimes, all the disturbances, which is the force of Bina. As Bina gives birth to the Malchut, it begets all the desires in us. And if we rise above all those desires and attribute them to the force of faith, to the force of the mother, the Ima that gave birth to the Malchut, then it's called faith above reason.
United VG2.
Well, I don't know. United VG2. Did we have them yet?
United VG2.
United VG2.
Bakasha.
Please.
Извините, с телефона. И все-таки вот к чему стремиться?
Excuse me, I'm connected via phone. Still, what to long for? Faith is a state of some comfort, or there's a place to...
No. I can't talk on that level. You need to go back to what we learned, and there's a lot of material there, and then ask. It's not restrogenia. We need to sit and learn, maybe even, it's not a matter of comfort, it's maybe learn in one of our courses. Go to the friends that can tell you where to study. I can feel that you're missing a lot of material that I won't be able to answer. But good luck. Be with us, and you will advance.
Могу ли я его благодарить за все, что он посылает, ну, с расчетом на того, что он мне еще послал? Вы только что сказали, что...
Can I thank him from, you know, you said before that we have to thank him for all corporeality.
You want to give him thanks for him to send you more materialism, more matter. That's what you're thinking. Well,
right.
Yep, start. There's nothing worse than a person studying Kabbalah and asking the Creator for successful in corporeality versus success in spirituality. That's interesting. Either he does it in order to... Well, there are many things in this, but it's not...
I meant that he to ask him to get more opportunity for adhesion to. So
let's read next. Excerpt number 7.
Rav, can I ask another question?
Yes.
It was written here in excerpt 6 that a person has to justify the providence and have faith above reason. And yes, you said before not to ask to remove the disturbances, but to go above them, that you don't understand what the Creator gives you, and you still have to have faith that he does good. If Rav doesn't feel well, for example, and I want Rav to feel well, so what does it mean not to remove the disturbances?
Well, so what? This disturbance comes from us from not using correctly with what we had. Therefore, such a disturbance comes. So what? It's either a new degree that needs to be that way. We don't receive some disease or something as a punishment. I accept it as a given from the Creator, which comes in order to symbolize for me the new degree. It could be felt more, it could be felt less. We don't make calculations with that. I don't scrutinize calculations with that. It's not worth it. I wouldn't recommend for you to pay attention to all those things, but rather continue in what you can, the general prayer for advancement to bringing contentment to the Creator. And that's it. Upon all the disturbances. You know that maybe we could already move to the introduction, yes?
Yes, and a song before that.
Which introduction?
Introduction to Tess, and before that, a song.
Okay.
L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'union des amis. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'union des amis. Un pour tous, tous pour un. Un pour tous, tous pour un. Un pour tous, tous pour un. Nous arriverons au but. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union.
Nous arrivons au...